Do you want to know why Vasiliki thinks that you should stay from Kendrick Nunn? Which Baskonia player Javi wants you to own? And get some advice from a young rising pundit named Sasha Vazenkov? Stay tuned for the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. Welcome back, guys. It's good to see you, although it's not as fun as seeing you last week in the studio.
Yeah, where are you guys? I mean, I was expecting you to come back, and now I'm here all alone again? I mean, come on.
Well, let me properly introduce ourselves. I am Frankie Sachs, and I'm joined, as always, by Javier Cantero in Barcelona and Vasiliki Karamouza in Athens.
Well, let's do this, right? I mean, it's been quite a week. I was last of the three of us, but we have a lot of things to talk about, right?
Hello. I made some terrible mistakes last week that we will talk later on, but still, I was better than happy, so I'm happy about that.
And we have a special guest, Frankie, right?
We will. We have a special guest, but we will get to him later. First, let's go to this week's winner of our private league.
Yes, again from Greece. Someone is doing good here. Not me, but hopefully someone else. Themis Raptis was the winner of our private league for round three. He almost amounted 230 fantasy points, which is amazing. So congrats, Themis. Keep going.
I'm such an ignorant. I saw Themis Raptis name in the script, and I thought it was kind of some kind of a Latin thing of saying quick things or something. So congratulations to Themis, and sorry for the misunderstanding. Anyway, well, let's talk about, there's a lot of fantasy news. We can start with, if you want, with Fenerbahce. Scotty Wilbekin is back, but I think it's going to take him a while to be at his 100% after being so silent for so long. And I don't know, maybe not a fantasy choice right now. What do you think?
I don't know that he's such a fantasy choice given his price, but it does worry me. He's another guy who's going to take minutes away from the other guys. It does muddy up the situation in the Fenerbahce backcourt. Not only is he back, but also making his season debut on Sunday in the Turkish League was Artur Zagars. So that's just a few more minutes that's going to come away from guys that we may want to own.
Yeah, actually, I traded some Fenerbahce players. We'll talk about it later, Of course, the ones taking the biggest toll are going to be Wade Baldwin and Devon Hall, who are not going to see that much of a playing time. Vasiliki, what do you think? Is Wilbekin an option, yes or no?
The last episode I said Tomas Satoransky is not an option, but he had a great game. So I'm not really sure I should say that for players anymore. But I think that Scotty won play like 30 minutes right away. He was in the lineup in the last game, but he didn't play. He played in the domestic league. I think that's where we're going to see him more at this point so that he can get his rhythm back. I'm not worried about Zagars. I'm not sure if he's going to be in the lineup because Fener's roster is very stacked and only 12 positions. So someone has to stay out. But yes, the minutes of Baldwin and Hall might see a little bit of a decrease. So we will see about that.
There's a lot going on in Červena Zvezda. They got their first victory against Fenerbahce in Istanbul, no less. They have a new coach in Sasa Obradovic, who reunites with former star Chima Moneke when they were together in Monaco. Moneke didn't play that much, but it was a different situation. Tyson Carter is out, and Donatas Motiejunas has joined the team and played really well. A lot happening fantasy-wise, Frankie. Which are the guidance or the guidelines for Zvezda now?
There's just so much, it makes me nervous. I think that a lot of us are going to take advantage of the fact that Motiejunas was priced to be a third string center at Monaco, and all of a sudden we saw in his first game he got real minutes with the Zvezda and produced in real minutes, and now he's got a coach who knows him well, so a lot of us are going to jump on him at the center position. Also, they have some injured centers, which is why they went and got him. I'm not sure how the Tyson Carter news, how long he will be out. The news is a little bit vague about him being hospitalized with a respiratory ailment, so I don't know what that means and when he'll be back. As long as he's out, that does free a little bit more minutes, but you also have to worry a little bit about the Moneke situation. Moneke is a different player now than he was at Monaco. He's an established star. He puts up big numbers, a guy that Zvezda spent a lot of money to go bring in. But you have to wonder if how that relationship will work out. Does Obradovic believe in him? He didn't believe in him as much the last time. It's certainly a situation to follow.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I remember when Edor Messina and Sergio Rodriguez got together in Madrid for the first time. Sergio was not playing that much, but when they reunited in Milan, he was the star of the team. So things like this happen all the time. Basiliki, what do you think about Moneke? Solid fantasy choice, or we should just wait and see?
After what I saw he did against Fenerbahce, I was really hooked on him. He was definitely on my radar. I didn't manage to get him this time, but maybe in the future. He had a double-double. He was the guy that got the ball in the final crucial possessions. So I'm not sure that Sasa Obradovic will go into the team and make everything from the scratch since the beginning. He will play a few games how they used to play, or like he won't like make Moneke play 5 minutes when he was playing 30. So I think he has some real value.
All right, and finally, going back to you, Vasiliki, there was a Greek derby. Kendrick Nunn didn't play. Sascha Vethenkov played really well. What's your take on the derby? You watched the game. You can tell us way more than us.
Of course, I want to correct Frankie because in the intro he said, I think that nobody should have Kendrick Nunn. That's not the case. I'm just a little bit worried because if a player like Kendrick Nunn, who's like the main superstar of Panathinaikos, is not playing in a Greek derby, it's a first derby, it's not a final, it doesn't change a lot of things, but still it's a derby and everybody wants to win. If he's out, it means that maybe something is going on. His MRI was clear, but we still, at this moment of recording on Monday, we don't know 100% if he's going to play on Wednesday against ASVEL. That's why I'm a little bit cautious, and that's why I took him out of my team at this point. But maybe if we find out that everything is great and he is on the team, maybe I will do some last-minute changes on Wednesday. I'm not promising anything right now, but keep an eye on any news coming from Greece. That's really important.
Speaking on that,
a couple of things. Hold on. If I give you a hot take, just take it. Just roll with it. Hmm. But secondly,
I have to defend myself.
If you wait till Wednesday to make your move, it's a little bit too late. It's a double loop. The games are Tuesday, so we have very limited time. And I think that's something people have to take into consideration. Even if you're listening to the podcast when it's released live on YouTube, you have less than 24 hours before the first game of the round. So that's it's a big risk to take. If we hear that Nunn's going to be a game time decision, he's, I believe, the second most expensive player in the game. That's a big risk to take. It may pay off, but again, as we know, I'm a little bit risk averse.
Speaking on risks, Frankie, you wanted to talk about Bayern Munich, right? I have second thoughts now because I traded Kamal Barwin. And all of a sudden, he could be a good choice, right?
Yeah, Stefan Jovic injured his ankle last night on Sunday night in the German league game, and we don't have any results of the test yet. But the coach said after the game, Coach Herbert said after the game, does not look good. And if Jovic is out, that changes everything. It's a bit of a bummer for Bayern, who got Jovic after their initial choice at point guard. Rokas Jokubaitis was lost for perhaps the entire season. I don't know how prepared they are to fill 40 minutes at the point guard spot right now. It could affect a lot of other players, maybe for the better, maybe for the worse, but it does complicate the situation there. Baldwin is one option. I think Baldwin will see more minutes.
And okay, it's been three rounds into the season. We have some takeaways. I think the first one, or the most important one, is that there's only one undefeated team, and that's Žalgiris Kaunas. Do you see Žalgiris losing soon, guys? What do you think?
I'm going to go big. They're going to go undefeated.
Wow.
This week? Okay.
This week.
You meant 38-0. I was like, what?
I will remind you guys, when I kept saying you're ranking everybody too high, you wound up putting Žalgiris 17th in the rankings.
Don't tell me about it.
Yeah, we did a terrible, terrible job.
That's too high.
Can we apologize to Xavi's fans? I mean, it's a game. We don't know how to play. It was the first time playing together. We didn't know. Sorry.
Yes.
We really think Xavi will finish way, way over 17th. That's for sure.
Definitely in the top 10. Maybe in the top 8.
Yeah. Okay, well, Frankie, I think you watched the Tel Aviv derby, and Maccabi brilliantly won, as you wrote brilliantly also after the game. about Jeff Doughton, who was kind of quiet for three quarters, but then in the fourth quarter he exploded and basically won the game by himself, right?
I think the takeaway from the Maccabi and from the Derby and just in general, we could have said this in the beginning of September, is there's so many new players, not just the Maccabi, but many to the EuroLeague. And it take there's an adjustment, and even more so for ball handlers. I liked a lot of what I saw with Lonnie Walker playing, being a playmaker a little bit there. Of course, nobody, if you're a Maccabi fan, you didn't love seeing Doughton go scoreless for three quarters, but he took over in the fourth quarter. Brissett was strong throughout. And you have to ask yourself, if Doughton could play like that more consistently for the game, if Lonnie Walker can play like that more consistently throughout the game, if Brissett can, if all these guys can, along with the established stars, the Tamir Blatts and the Roman Sorkins, then how good can Maccabi be? There's a lot of potential there, and I think we saw a glimpse of it in the Derby.
How about Hapoel? How about Dan Oturu? He's been fantastic so far.
Yeah, so the big takeaway right now for Hapoel is, and we knew going to the season, we didn't even know which players would register for the EuroLeague because they had so many signed. And now we're starting to see which ones are only playing the Israel League, which ones are registered for the Israel League and for the EuroLeague, and how the rotation is turning out. It's not going to be an even split between Dan Oturu and Jonathan Motley. At least it doesn't appear that way. Oturu is the clear winner. He's the clear number one center. And at his price, he's a steal. A lot of people have jumped on Moses Wright, but Oturu is outproducing him, and he's a tenth of a credit more. So I think that I believe he's been the third best center so far this season, and the guys above him are worth a lot more. So I think Oturu has established himself not just as Apollo's number one center, but a center that everybody should be should have. And I have to credit Vasiliki, who's already had him before this.
Right. Okay, so let's move into the next games then. All right, so I mean the one game I really want to see is Zvezda against Žalgiris. I mean, Zvezda just won the game. Mote Yunus plays against his former team. Moneke has this situation with Obradovic that I think they're gonna agree on. I mean, it's gonna be a very different situation than in Monaco. But which games are you looking forward to?
Vasiliki, you want to take that? Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, why not?
It's a two-round week. So the game on Friday, we have Atabin and Panathinaikos going to Istanbul to play Efes. That's always an exciting game, especially at this point in the season where there's so much that we're still learning about these teams. Efes is a work in progress. Panathinaikos got these big, you know, they added Holmes, who we expected to be a monster. He hasn't really put it together yet. So they're a bit of a work in progress there. And then there's the question, of course, around Nun. So I think that whole game, everything going on there, and the fan atmosphere in Istanbul, that's a game that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and Efes is playing both Greek teams. First, Olympiakos here in Greece, and then at home they're playing against Panathinaikos. So I'm really eager to see how Efes is going to do. A lot of new players there, a lot of players playing really well lately. So I'm really eager to see how that will play out.
Guys,
there's a lot of strategy to take into consideration this week, also from a fantasy point of view. It's not just which are the good games, but which teams play at home twice, which teams play on the road twice. There's two teams, I don't know if you guys know, but I can tell you, there's two teams that play on Tuesday and then on Friday, which gives them an advantage because they have an extra day's rest over those opponents. Do you know which teams they are?
Nope, but I want to know.
It's Zvezda and Efes. Efes in their game against Panathinaikos. They will have an extra day's rest. So these are all things that I think you should take into consideration when building your team. First now, because if you can get a guy and you know that you want him for round five as well, then you've earned yourself an extra trade for round five. But even if you want to make the trade on Wednesday night, Thursday morning ahead of round five, those are players on those teams are guys to, if you have a tiebreak, you're not sure, that just know they're better rested than the rest. Better rested than the rest.
As you see, this is a very difficult game, but this one guy that makes it more simple is half of the team, 50% of the teams, that is Sasha Vezenkov. And we have a surprise for you guys, right, Frankie?
That's right. Sasha Vezenkov will be joining us roughly once a month to share his thoughts on the fantasy game. As you know, Sasha is not only a former EuroLeague MVP, but he's also a diehard fantasy player, and he's taped a special segment for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. My name is Sasha Vezenkov, and I'm very happy to be back in the Fantasy Podcast and join you and talk a little bit about all the players, the coaches, the teams that someone has to have in his team. and to talk a little bit about everything you want. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who picked me up for the first three rounds. I'm very happy about it. And good luck to every team, every player who is playing this game. I see everybody that is so passionate, still in the streets, in DMs. Everybody likes the game. And I want to wish good luck and good season to everybody in the game and on the real game as well. First, I want to start with a question about Vasiliki. I heard some rumors that you didn't took me as a captain last game, or you took me out of your team. I don't know. I just want to ask about it to see if this is true. Second, I want to say that my team is doing well this year, not like last year. And in our private league, Javi, I'm first, I think, right? It's still too early, but, you know, I'm really, really happy that this year everything is going well. I'm picking the right players. And, you know, a lot of quality, a lot of good players in good prices, a lot of players that are playing a lot of minutes. So I think people can have some choices that can give some points easily. But I'm here to talk and to say my thoughts and opinions about the next round, about double round, which is really important. First, with the coach, I'll start and give my tip about Šarūnas Jasikevičius. He lost last game from Zvezda unexpectedly. So I think against Dubai, which for now, the away games, they didn't perform so well. And the next game against Bayer, who also have some struggles at the beginning of the season, it's really, really good pick. Also, for low price coach, I'll choose Mr. Tabellini, who won the previous game against Virtus. He has a game against Baskonia, high rhythm game, high rhythm team. So I think it can be a good choice. And now let's go for the players who I just like have star on them, but maybe it's a must. I'll start with the guards and I'll say about Cody Miller-McIntyre, especially with Isaiah Cannon out, Graham out, and Tyson Carter out. I think it's really a good pick and people can choose him. He'll play a lot of minutes, especially with a new coach. I think in a good atmosphere, a great atmosphere, they will he'll perform well. And then my second like player to choose is THT. Taylor Horton Tucker, they will want to react. They will want to play a solid game after their loss. So it's a good pick. Then for forwards, I'll go with Siobhan Shields since Zach Lidé is out. And Jordan Noir with the same reason, because I think he will play a lot of minutes due to absences. And he has a home game, which with the fans, I think he's in a good moment. And on the centers, I'll go with Devin Booker since Nibo and Zach are out. I think you have also a lot of minutes. And Dan Oturu, I think Dan Oturu is a solid pick with his minutes. They fit him. He's playing against Valencia, which is a high-paced team, a high-scoring game. So these are the players that I will like. There are a lot of players that people can choose and people can go with, but I think those players, you need to have at least some of them and in your team. And also, I want to wish good luck for everybody for the season. It's a long season. Don't get disappointed. Stuck with your choices. Trust your instinct. And see you next month, guys. I hope we'll have a great season. I know some picks will not be very successful, but trust your game. Trust your thoughts. Trust your plan. And we'll be, I hope, next time to be live and discuss with you guys more. So have a great day, great week, and good luck to all the teams.
Wow, Vasiliki, it sounds like shots fired.
Okay, I have to publicly apologize to Sasha Snekov and confirm, unfortunately, that these rumors were true. I didn't have a chance to say sorry to him in person after the Greek derby. He was really preoccupied, but I'm terribly sorry. And I knew the moment I did this that he will have a Masters game, he will be the MVP, and I will be crying watching my score. But, you know, I think I had my reasons. I trusted Tyler Dorsey. And when I took Sas out of my team when we were recording the episode. I didn't know that Fournier and Wokup would be out, so there will be even more opportunities for Sasa to take the ball. And also that Dubai would have extra absences in Justin Anderson. So shit happens, I guess. I'm sorry, I learned my lesson. Sasa, you're back.
Listen, your excuses, they play out except for one big problem. We recorded on Monday and you had until Thursday afternoon to correct that.
No, because I didn't want to. It wasn't Thursday, it was Wednesday, because it was the Tel Aviv Derby.
Okay, yeah.
On Wednesday, first of all. And second of all, since we are recording, I don't want to change everything. Because if I had to change SAS, I would change my whole strategy. So what I said in the episode would have zero value.
That's what social media is for. You just update the people.
Okay, I will do it from now on. I'll do it.
No, don't. Keep Sasha out of your team. It works out better for the rest of us.
Since he talked about me too, I have to say that I'm in a private league with Sasa that he leads. He's, I think, around top 2,000 in the world right now. Like over 99% of the teams are worse than Sasha. He's a very good player.
Yes.
On the court and in fantasy. He's unbelievable. And speaking of, we have something, right, to give away?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what I would really love to have would be a Sasha Vazenko basketball card.
Yeah, what about... What if it's here? It's not open. So we have to see what's going on. If we get Sasha, it's going to be special. So we'll see. I'm not really good at opening this, but it's already open. So let's see. First, we have Juancho Hernangómez. Pretty much his, let's say, his counterpart in Panathinaikos, right? Position yes. Number four. So we got, we have Ante Tomic. Former FC Barcelona legend, still playing in the Spanish league with Juventus. Wow, this is a very Panathinaikos pack. It's Dimitris Diamantidis, the one and only.
That is a Super special legend. Card right
that
there.
I want that delivered to Greece, please.
Yeah, it's also a limited edition, so we'll see. Wow, this is too good to be true. See who's here, Victor Wembanyama.
Wow. That's a special card too.
Yeah, sure. I swear to God, it was close. I had nothing to do, and we have Nikola Mirotic here. All the stars. It's unbelievable. This is probably the best pack of cards I opened in my life. So yeah, I'm keeping. Well, I'm sorry, I'm keeping them all. I'm sorry, I'm not giving away anything.
Well done, Javi. Fill out a lottery card for me.
Yeah. I'm gonna be. I mean, I'm sure that this is gonna be difficult to beat because you have five superstars, but. We'll see you next week.
Well, would you like to win a box of Panini EuroLeague basketball cards? We have a giveaway going on. So if you want to join, here's what you have to do. Click on the PR code right there, the QR code. Did I say the PR code? I meant the QR code. Click on the QR code on the screen right now to join the giveaway. You click on a bunch of different options, you get more chances to win. We will be giving out several boxes. I have entered it more than 70 times. You should too. Javi, do you want to go first since you were third of the three of us last week?
Yeah, true. And Bezenkov got half of my points. I mean, Bezenkov, I think he got more points than the rest of the team combined. So, yeah, I needed to make a little bit of a revolution. And I brought in some new players. Donatas Motiejun has been the main option at center. I needed a cheap center. He played really well. He plays against Žalgiris. I think he's going to do well in his home opener with Zvezda. I also decided to keep Nikola Mirotic and buy two guards. My guards were not doing so well. I traded Kamal Baldwin for Tyler Dorsey, who's been playing fantastic. And the fact that World Cup is out gives him even more playing time. And I got Trent Forrest of Baskonia because he had a fantastic game in the Spanish League against Real Madrid. Baskonia was 20 points down and still won the game. Forrest had a PAR of 43. So, yeah, that's pretty much. I decided to keep Mirotic. Of course, Bezenkov is going to be my main guy. And I kept all the other guys. De La Rea, Timor, Dangovic, Osmani. All these players stay. So, more or less, that's my team. Based on having two superstars and relying on Mirotic, that I don't think he's going to have two bad games in a row.
I like Mucho Yunus, to be honest. He had a really great game in his Granada Zvezda debut. I'm not sure Dangubic is going to give you a lot, but I understand you need some cheap players to fill in the roster as well. So I can say I hate your trades. And Mirotic will probably have a better game than last time. So
hopefully.
So about my team, of course, Sasha Vezenkov is back. So I had to say goodbye to Jordan Nwora. For the doubts I have about Nan's participation, Kendrick Nan is out, and in his position, I got Trent Forrest from Baskonia. Javi already explained why. He's having a star role this year. Tyler Dorsey had to go out, unfortunately, because I don't want to own too many players from the same team, and Vezenkov is back. So in his position, I got someone that Sasa recommended that I didn't know about. Tylan Horton-Tucker, great game. His pace is unbelievable. He made some highlight dunks in the game against Red Star, even though Fenner lost. Last but not least, Devon Hall is out, and my favorite, absolute favorite, Mats Strazel is back because he's performing better than he did in the opener, the EuroLeague opener, when I had him on my team. I kept my two centers because they're working out perfectly, Dan Oturu and Moses Wright. I have Ertan's money, who has been killing it, and he's still super cheap. And Samadurov for my bench, Nyang for my bench, and De La Rea. I'm trusting the young guys. I have two rising stars on my bench. Wow, I didn't realize that until now.
Nice.
Did I hear you correctly when you said that Horton Tucker was someone that you didn't know about before now, before Sasha?
No, I said I picked Tylan Horton Tucker before I heard that Sasha recommended him as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. That makes more sense.
Yeah. If you have a little credits on, I mean, not use, I would try to go for, let's say, Nadirifi, for instance, or
he
Manny Moore, somebody like that, instead of THC. I think he's very up and down, and it could go well, but it can also go very wrong. So I don't know. I don't like this thing about him not being steady so far.
He's a guard in his first time around the EuroLeague, so it's going to be a little volatile. Not everybody can be Lonnie Walker.
Speaking of Lonnie Walker and Frankie, I mean, I know all of your players are superstars, so I'm really looking forward to see who are your 11 superstars this time.
Oh, you want to hear my new superstars?
Yes.
Okay, so listen, I love me some Nico Mannion, but Lorenzo Brown is back. Mannion didn't play at all last week, so he had to go. Roman Sorkin, also a guy who I love on and off the court, but I needed some more credits. I made a change at coach and said goodbye to Sergio Scariolo. And because I think the hot man to have is Moti Yunus at center, I said goodbye to Ndai from Asvel. My new four superstars are one of the greatest shooters in the game of basketball, Andreas Obst, Hamid Diallo, one of the greatest dunkers in the game of basketball, Moti Yunus, and like many people right now, Sharas at head coach. So that leaves me a team of, I've got two good centers between Moses Wright and Moti Yunus. At forward, I've got Vezenkov and then guys in turn two. I still have Salah Dieng, who I'm a big believer in. I have Diallo, and I have Isaiah Mike, who had a poor game, but I wonder without Jovic how things will shake out there. And I think there's a chance that Mike playing in turn one could be very productive. And at guard, I've got Obst, Horton Tucker, who I've had since opening night, Sebastian Herrera, and Sergio De La Rea, who again is another, because he's young, a high upside player. But those are the guys I have. I'm looking forward to hearing your critiques.
I like the team. I think it's going to do. And the fact that Jovic is out means that Obst will probably play a little more. So I'm not going to. But what I would do in reverse, I would go for a 7-credit forward, like Dalton Holmes, for instance. And I would go for a 10-11-credit guy, depending on who you can afford, or Mari Moore, or Danny Diffy, or Trent Forrest. That's what I would do anyway.
Here's the thing about Obst that I think everyone has to realize, and this is why the gamble. But as I always say, it's a turn one gamble, which is the best gamble to have. Will Obst not be able to get the shots that he likes because there's a more of a ball handling issue without Jovic? Or will he be more active? Will he drive more? If you look at his games, he hasn't taken as many two shots, but he's gotten fouled going to the basket. It could play either way. I don't know what to expect, but turn one, it's worth the gamble. See, you guys will decide which way to go. But now let's talk about who we have as our captains this week. Vasiliki, you want to take it away?
Of course. I learned my lesson. Sas is back on my team. Sas is back as my captain. And I don't think I will need to change him if he continues performing like he did last week. But even if I, for some reason, have to, I have an alternative option. And it's no other than Dan Oturu. He has been great. As you said, he's the main guy. He's the main center for Hapoel. He has been forming a lot better than what he cost on the game. So that's a solid backup option. But I don't think I will need him.
I hope for your sake and mine that you don't need him.
Yeah, because the only one that has like a super expensive player for turn two is me. I have Sasha Vesenkov also as captain in turn one. And I have Nikola Mirotic as a second option just in case. Again, like Vasiliki, I don't think we're going to need anybody else because Sasha will have a good game. But you never know. Let's see. Frankie, who do you have?
I have, of course, Sasha Vesenkov for turn one. But like I said last week, you always have to invest in guys who are playing against Paris, Harbi's game, and that's why I have, as my turn two captain, Hamed Diallo. We haven't spoken about him. He's another guy, first year in the EuroLeague, extremely athletic, but he's been producing some very nice numbers, and this could be the perfect game for him, the up and down fast-paced game. So I hope that I'll get big numbers from Sasha in turn one, but I'm confident in Diallo for turn two. What about head coaches? Javi, you want to go first?
Yeah, I went for Gordon Herbert of Bayern Munich. The reason is because Milano is without Zach Lidey and Josh Nivo, and they play on the road against Bayern. But then again, Bayern plays against Fenerbahce later on that week, so I'll probably switch coaches in the middle of the round. That makes me lose a trade, but right now, for 5.2 credits, I think it's a very, very solid choice. We'll see. Vasiliki, who do you have as head coach?
I have to say what you did is a bit risky. Yeah. It can make a higher word, but I wouldn't be very comfortable in that. And I haven't done a great job with my coaches so far. So this week, I hope for the whole week, I'm trusting Saras Jasikevičius. Fener is playing two home games against, I don't remember which teams, but yes, I think it's Dubai and Bayern, if
that
I'm
is
not
right. Yes.
100% mistaken. Okay,
yeah.
My brain is back, thank God. So yeah, I'm trusting Saras. I believe that Fener will make up for the loss against Red Star with two home wins. So I will hopefully have another trade for my players in between the double week.
Look, both Vasiliki and I have been burned this year by poor choices in captains. I did quite well in round one, except I had Spanoulis as captain, and he lost to the undefeated Žalgiris. Vasiliki, I think you lost last week, right?
Spanoulis is not your captain. He's your coach. He has
Sorry,
stopped
my coach.
Playing.
I meant coach. I should have said, I meant coach. But yeah, like, we've been burned by coaches. I got burned by Spanoulis in turn one, which it turned a, you know, It's the go from win to loss. You lose, you don't just lose the positive, go to a negative. It's a big turnaround, hurts a lot. It happened to you last week, right, Vasiliki?
Yes, because so I had Saras.
Right. So I'm at a point now where I will spend more money to make sure that I have a sure thing at coach. I also have Saras, and I don't have to speak about it because Vasiliki didn't. She did so eloquently, and I agree, and those are all the reasons. Javi, if you win with Herbert, you killed us, right? Then you proved to be a genius. Because you spent less money and you got the points.
Yeah.
But if but if he's without his fourth choice point guard and it doesn't go well, it's not just like I stick Obst on my bench and get half the credits. You lose points. It's very risky. I cannot advise it. You'll do what you want, but I cannot advise it.
Yeah, I also saw that in the Italian league without these two players, Milano won by 30 on the road. So maybe I'll have second thoughts in the next 24 hours. We'll see.
Now it is time for Get Featured, Get Rewarded, where you, the viewers, send us questions or comments for us to respond to. So I get the first one this week, which is, Frankie, who are your predictions for the top three MVP candidates for October? So I think you've got to go with Žalgiris is undefeated, so I think that puts Francisco right there. Numbers don't even matter if he carries Žalgiris to a perfect month. And he's the only, that's the only team that could be undefeated. They're the only 3-0 team. So I would put him number one. Number two, I would put Will Clyburn, who's been absolutely outstanding for Barcelona. leading league in scoring, and it's been unexpected. So if he stays that way, then he's certainly in the conversation. And three is a bit boring, but how could you not have Sasha Vezenkov there? All right, so next, I will read the question for you, Javi. Javi, if you could only pick one player for the rest of the season, who would it be?
Well, that's a nice question. El Presidente would stay, probably would stay anyway. Sasha Vezenkov is my choice. Olympiacos is going to be winning most games. He's going to play well pretty much all the time. So, and he's going to watch this, and if I don't pick him, he's going to kill me. So it's very easy.
You should start from the last reason.
Yeah, no. But I mean, regardless, if I didn't know Sasha, I would pick him anyway because he's the best fantasy player in the game, basically. That's why 50% of the teams have Sasha in their teams. I mean, it's logical.
And for you, Vasiliki, which player is going to score the most points in this round?
Wow, okay. At the top of my head, I think I have three candidates, and maybe we will narrow it down to one. One is Sasha Vezenkov because I have him as my coach, and I hope as my captain. Oh my god, you jinxed me, and now I'm telling what you're saying. Oh my god. Okay, I hope Sasha will repeat what he did last week because I didn't have him on my team, and I want to see that score. My second option would be Nadir Hifi. Paris is playing Baskonia, so I think that's a great game for him. If he starts making threes, he can be very dangerous. And third option, maybe Tyler Horton-Tucker, because both me and Sasa recommended him, so he must play well.
I like that. I also recommended him, so yes, I roll with that. So guys, you've seen what the Get Featured part is. Let's talk about the Get Rewarded. You can scan now the QR code that you should see on the screen, and if you send in questions, your bold predictions, EuroLeague stories, strategies, anything which is selected for us to interact with here on the podcast, you can win prizes. So scan, send, and you may be in next week's episode. Guys, that's almost a wrap. Any parting shots, things you want to add here at the end?
Yeah, thank you to Sasha for being with us in this podcast. We hope to see him again next month. And good luck to everybody. It's going to be a really busy week for all of us. But we love it. We love basketball, so, and we love the fantasy challenge, so it's going to be great.
Do we love double weeks?
Of course we do.
That's right. Make sure you catch all the games this week on EuroLeague TV. It's four great nights of basketball. Enjoy it. And thank you again for watching the podcast. Please comment, subscribe, interact with us on social media, and we will see you back here again next Monday.
See ya.